Good morning, kings and queens. It is February 1st, 2022, and it's a new month. I'm excited about this month because God is exalted, the devil is defeated, and we have the victory. I'm going to say that again. God is exalted, the devil is defeated, and we have the victory. My brother in Christ said that to us the other day, and it just stuck to my bones. It stuck to me because God is exalted, the devil is defeated, and we have the victory. I know that is that a mantra that Apostle Matthew Stevenson says, but when I heard it, it was refreshing to me through my brother in Christ. I am so excited about what God is doing. I am so excited about what's about to happen. And I know that we hear it all the time, but we need that. Amen. We need people to speak life, to speak hope, to speak into our life the goodness of God. But in between the goodness of God, we have to also make sure that we're speaking to people and holding them accountable. We've got to hold people accountable, ladies and gentlemen. We can no longer allow people to do things that we know is wrong, because the Bible tells us when you know better, you do better. So if you know better and you have the wisdom on how to do better, it is your job. It is your job. It is your mandated job to speak into someone else's life on how to get over the thing that you got over. It is your job to speak testimonies. You know why? Because we overcome by the power of our testimonies. I have a testimony and I want to share it. And you know, I pride myself on, you know, getting things together. We always, you know, we all fall short. And I wanted to make sure that I got things together. I always try to stay above the game or whatever. But guess what? Life happens. And when life happened, it took us down a spiral of events. And it was crazy because, you know, I'm one of those people that missed COVID 2019 all the way to 2021. But 2022, the very beginning of the year, COVID was like, gotcha. And it hit my household. And when it hit my household, I'm not saying that when it was hitting other people's household, I didn't feel for them. I didn't pray for them. I didn't fast for them. I did those things. I may not have done it exactly how I believe I should have, and I take full accountability for that, but I did. And when it hit my household, I thank God that we weren't as sick as some. Amen. I thank God that we wasn't overcame by a lot of things, but there's things that has happened. So we caused us to fall short, caused us to fall behind on some things. And one of those things was my son's school. And it's time for re-enrollment. And, you know, people, there's a lot of kids, a lot of families that would like to go to the school. And I was just like, oh my goodness, I don't know what we're going to do. And in order for us to re-enroll for the next year, we had to be caught up, which is understanding, you know what I mean? So we just went into prayer. And I've always had a peace in my heart about it. But of course, as a mom, you do start feeling ways. You know, the enemy starts talking. And I was like, you know what? I called the school and I let them know, listen, we may not be able to do it. I don't think we're going to be able to do it. And I would hate to hold up someone else's spot. But let me tell you about my God, because my God is amazing and awesome. And when you sow into the kingdom of God, you have no choice but to reap a harvest. And I thank God that I'm in my harvest season. I thank God that I'm in a season of not just sowing, because I still sow even though I don't have it. See, that's the blessing that comes with me. That's what I love about the way that God created me, because I'm a giver. I love to give to people. You understand? And I know that everyone knows that when you give, you got to receive. But it's hard for a giver to receive because you think about what that person is going through or what that person may be going through and not thinking, you know what, God allow them to do things for you, so let it happen. Well, we had an event where we were soaking in the Lord. You know, I spoke to someone about the situation, but I never told them how much. I never told them that, you know, everything in detail. Well, that night, this person walked up to me and said, listen, I don't know how much you need, but I'm going to give you X amount. And when I tell you, it was the exact amount that we needed, the very exact amount that we needed to get my son to where he was going to be, it was the exact amount. You can't tell me that God is not faithful. You can't tell, even when I'm not faithful, my God is faithful. So I wanted to encourage you today that God is faithful to those that are faithful and unfaithful. But the seeds that you sow, when you're sowing into fertile ground, when you're sowing into the good foundation, when you're sowing into the kingdom of God, you've got to reap a harvest. But be willing to accept that harvest. Be willing to receive what God has for you. Because a lot of times we block that thing because we're too busy worried about other people. When God says, I got it. I got it. I don't need your help. I don't need you to worry about nothing because I got it. So I want to encourage you that God is exalted, the devil is defeated, and we, me, you, and your family has the victory. Have a blessed, amazing day. That's my testimony Tuesday. Amen. That's my testimony that God is exalted, the devil is defeated, and we have the victory. You will reap what you sow. Make sure that you're sowing into good ground and good foundations and good people that has, and it's not about the people. It's not about good people. I'm going to take that back, because as long as God told you to do it, amen, be obedient to what God is telling you to do. And I promise you that your harvest will be plentiful. Have a blessed, amazing day. I'm so sorry. I'm excited today. I know I'm speaking kind of fast, but you get the gist of it. God is exalted. The devil is defeated. And we have the victory. Glory to God. Lord, you are worthy. Lord, we can't thank you enough for what you're doing for every single listener that's on this line. Lord, I can't thank you enough for every person that took the time to sow into me. Lord, I can't thank you enough that you have caused us to know what it is to be humble, what it is that you exalt us at a low place. Lord, we thank you and we honor you today that whatever it is that you desire of us to do, let us be obedient and run and not be weary. Have a blessed day.